العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تطغوا إنه بما تعملون بصير. ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, with the help and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tonight's Taraweeh we have completed the 11th chapter of the Holy Quran, namely Surah Hud, which was revealed in the holy land of Makkah Mukarrama after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had lost two of his close and dear ones to him, namely Abu Talib, his paternal uncle, and his beloved and dear wife Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiallahu anha. The year that these two individuals passed on, this is known as the year of Huzan, the year of grief and sorrow for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of the demise of two great individuals who of great support and assistance to him, and who removed and moved away all types of obstacles and hurdles that were put in his path. When these two people passed on, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suffered some type of depression and grief, and the mushrikeen of Makkah found an opportunity to add to his sorrow and grief by casting more hurdles and impediments in his path. It is then when Allah Rabbul Izzah revealed this entire chapter of the Quran, or most ayat of this chapter, consoling and comforting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by narrating the incidents of the messengers of the past who had to undergo great type of persecution and difficulty on the hands of the nations, who had to encounter great and difficult challenges and obstacles and hurdles put in their path. Despite that, they exercised patience, they were tolerant, they endured. So Allah Rabbul Izzah in this chapter and surah is narrating the incidents of all these anbiya, trying to comfort and console the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these incidents of the past that we relate to you, the main object and purpose is to grant your heart, to keep you firm and strong on the path of hidayah, and so that you don't get overtaken by sorrow and grief because of the mockery, the difficulty, the hardship that you're enduring. So this entire surah was revealed. If you have to study this entire surah, we will realize that throughout this entire chapter, Allah Rabbul Izzah, on the tongue of His messengers, Allah is ordering and commanding us to abundantly make istighfar and seek His forgiveness right at the beginning of the surah. وَأَنِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا. Seek Allah's forgiveness by engaging in istighfar. Allah will grant you enjoyment until an appointed time. Later, Allah Rabbul Izzah quotes Nabi Hud alayhi salam, وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. O my nation, seek Allah's forgiveness by engaging in istighfar. Allah will send down on you abundant, beneficial rain. Allah will change your conditions for the better. وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ. Allah will grant you muscle, strength and power on the land. Later Allah quotes Nabi Salih alayhi salam, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. O my nation, seek Allah's forgiveness. Beg Him to forgive you. Repent before Allah, for verily my Lord is very close and responds to those who turn unto Him, turn towards Him. Then we find Nabi Shu'ayb alayhi salam, he had also given a similar advice to his people. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. O my ummah, beg Allah for forgiveness. Repent before the Almighty Allah. إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. My Rabb is the most merciful, the most compassionate. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. He who adheres to istighfar, Allah will grant him an ease from every distress and worry, and Allah will grant for him an opening from every difficulty, and provide for him from such sources which he never expected to earn his rizq from. This is the benefits of making istighfar. Nabi alayhi salam has said, طُوبَى لِمَنْ وُجِدَ فِي صَحِيفَتِ إِسْتِغْفَارٌ كَثِيرٌ. Glad tidings be for that person who goes before Allah on the day of Qiyamah, and his books of deeds are open before him, and he finds abundant of istighfar recorded for him. Tuba lahu, khush khabri, glad tidings for him. So throughout the surah, Allah commands you and I to engage in abundant of istighfar. Again, this is the month of maghfirah. We have entered the second 10 days of this month, which are the days of Allah's forgiveness and maghfirah. Therefore, we should take advantage of this great opportunity by maximizing our time in engaging in istighfar and begging Allah for forgiveness. Nonetheless, coming back to these ayat which I've recited before you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, شَيَّبَتْنِي هُود, that this surah Hud, has caused me to grow old because of the intensity and the weight of the message of these ayat that I've recited before you. What is the message of these ayat? Allah Rabbul Izzah orders the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to embrace the quality of istiqamah in his life. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like you have been commanded, like you have been put on the straight path, now embrace the quality of istiqamah. Remain steadfast, remain strong and firm on this path. Do not move away from the path. Ulama explain that the greatest and the most difficult command and order of Allah is the order and command to embrace and adopt the quality of istiqamah in your life. The greatest gift of Allah after hidayat is the gift of istiqamah. Therefore, some of the Sufiya have stated that istiqamah in doing one good deed, having punctuality and steadfastness in doing one righteous deed, is better than performing 1,000 miracles. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that the most beloved action in the eyes of Allah is that action that is performed with punctuality and steadfastness. وَإِنْ قَلْ, even though it may be very little, very small, very minimal, but if you are engaging in an action continuously, regularly, for the pleasure of Allah, Allah loves this action of yours, which is to couple with the quality of istiqamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to embrace istiqamah in his life. And this order and command has primarily been directed to the Messenger of Allah, but the entire ummah is intended. Then the second command of Allah, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And here Allah Rabbul Izzah addresses you and I in general with the plural tense, that do not shift your mind and turn your focus to the path of those who have went astray. Do not look at their lives. Do not look at their systems and their patterns that they follow. Allah has given you hidayat. Allah has given you iman. Do not turn your attention towards those who have wronged themselves by breaking the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let not yourselves be inclined towards their systems of life, towards their ideologies, their thinking, their mindset. Allah says, if that does happen to you, فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, remember the fire of Jahannam is waiting for you. Remember the fire of Jahannam is waiting to burn your bodies. Because after being guided and being put on the straight path, which is such a great bounty and favor of Allah, you still choose to follow the lifestyle of those who are enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a great ingratitude to Allah. فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, Allah then says, وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and you will not find anyone who will help you and who will defend you from the azab of Allah. So the first command of Allah, embrace istiqamah in your life. The second command of Allah, be steadfast and do not look towards the systems of those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third command and law of Allah Rabbul Izzah in this ayat, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفِ النَّهَارِ, establish salah during the two ends of the day and during the dark hours of the night, which is known as Qiyamul Layl. Again, in this month of Ramadan, Qiyamul Layl is greatly encouraged in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In many ahadith, Nabi alayhi salam has emphasized the standing up in tahajjud salah during this auspicious month of Ramadan. Man qama ramadana iman wa ihtisaba. Ulama have mentioned the greatest amal, the greatest action that could be done in this auspicious month of Ramadan after the fast that one observes is to stand up in tahajjud salah during the dark hours of the night and beg Allah and cry before Allah. This is the greatest action that anyone could do in this month of Ramadan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, establish salah during the dark hours of the night. And then Allah gives us a general principle of life. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبَنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ Your good deeds will erase your evil deeds. Nabi alayhi salam says in a hadith, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَاتِ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا If you happen to fall into some sin or some wrong, and you break the order of Allah, then immediately follow up your evil deed by performing a good action. Follow up your evil deed with a good deed. And that good deed of yours will wipe off your evil deed. And this is the general system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one's good deeds will wipe off one's evil deeds. And the last command given in this verse, wasbir, exercise patience. Be steadfast with sabr. You'll have to encounter some difficulties in your path, but exercise patience. Bring sabr into your life. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah will not destroy the reward of the good doers. What is meant by muhsineen? Those who bring in their lives these qualities of istiqamah, of sabr, establishing salah, having a correct mindset, not looking at the systems and the ways of the disbelievers. Allah says such people who have the qualities of ihsan, which are these four qualities that have passed, remember their rewards are preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will never destroy the rewards in the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us these true qualities. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us His maghfirah in this auspicious great month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.